You listen to Live with Rank on this Free Speech Thursday, and I appreciate that very, very much. Online with me right now is Congressman Justin Amash calling in from D.C. to talk about, well, we just talked about the Kate Steinle bill that he was the only Republican that voted no on. Real quickly, because Brandon, who we spoke about last segment concerning email he sent, said, okay, so based on Congressman Amash's stance, then we should have an open border, right? Government does not provide rights, and therefore we should not have borders because everyone has the right to be here. That's part of it. I just didn't know if you wanted to address that.
No, I don't think that doesn't necessarily follow that everyone has the right to be here. We can have secure borders, but when you're in the United States, regardless of how you got here, our Constitution protects you. And this is longstanding Supreme Court opinion. This is not something that I just came up with respect to this bill. This is the opinion of the Supreme Court going back decades and decades and, in fact, centuries, going back into previous centuries.
Well, then what would happen, I assume, is right now it's in the Senate. If it gets passed by the Senate, signed by the president, someone's going to bring this up to the Supreme Court eventually to have to decide on it.
I think that's certainly possible. A lot of times people who are here illegally, though, don't end up in the court system because they may have done something wrong and they get out of here. I think it's certainly possible that this ends up in the Supreme Court, and there's a case directly on point. I cited it in my Facebook explanation. It's United States versus Mendoza-Lopez, and it is the same exact issue. And, in fact, the same exact element of the crime can't be challenged in that case. That's what that case was about, and the court said that's unconstitutional.
All right, real quickly then, before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you the second issue vote that you voted no on, and that was the H.R. 3003, the No Sanctuary for Criminal Acts, a bill that would defund cities that prevent their police from turning over illegal aliens to federal authorities. Basically, cities and possibly states, when it comes to the state of California, that will say, no, we're not going to follow federal law. Why would you vote no on that?
Well, first, I think that people are not describing it correctly. So we've had a bill in the past that I've voted in support of to deny funding to sanctuary cities. So I don't support having funds for sanctuary cities. But what this bill does is it actually directs state and local officials. And we have a 10th Amendment, and our federal government doesn't direct state and local officials under our Constitution. We're supposed to, as a Congress, direct the federal executive branch. We don't direct the state executive branch. And so there are multiple constitutional amendments violated by this piece of legislation. The 10th Amendment is just one of them.
I'm a little confused now. Again, online with me is Congressman Justin Amash here from the Michigan's 3rd District. Why? I'm trying to connect what you just said to why we can't withhold funding from cities, states.
We can withhold funding.
Okay.
So it does more than that. It goes beyond withholding.
H.R. 3003, went beyond that?
Yes, absolutely. And, in fact, we've had a bill before to withhold funding, and I voted yes on that bill. But this bill goes beyond that, and it actually directs state and local officials. So it's one thing to withhold funds. It's another thing to say what state and local officials have to do. And this bill actually compels them to take actions that are contrary to what they might want to do. And that's not constitutional. We have a 10th Amendment which doesn't allow us to direct state and local officials in that way.
So if this law, H.R. 3003, concerning sanctuary cities, didn't have wording in it that directed local and state officials, you more than likely would have voted yes for it.
There are some other issues with the bill. It violates, for example, the 11th Amendment, which is a pretty odd thing to violate. Most bills we have don't violate the 11th Amendment. They manage somehow to violate it. But there are some other issues I'd like to see taken care of. But yeah, I voted on legislation to defund sanctuary cities before.
Okay,
so if that were the issue, I voted for that.
So in summary, you are not for, by voting no on this, doesn't mean you're for still funding sanctuary cities and states. What California looks like, it could be the first sanctuary state, are defunding them if they aren't to follow law. It depends how the law is written. Would that be fair to say?
That's fair to say.
All right. And on Kate Steinle's law, your problem is due process. Once you're here, yes, you're not allowed to come here. We can have border controls. It's not your right to come here. But once you are here, you are due process law per the Supreme Court, our Constitution and Supreme Court rulings.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Anything I wanted to ask you about healthcare, but we are out of time. But we do have a few seconds. Any last things you want your constituents here in Michigan and other Michigan citizens to know?
Well, I'll just say I always follow the Constitution. That's what I put first. And sometimes that means on pieces of legislation there can be some confusion. But I hope you'll read my explanations and hope you understand what I'm trying to do.
Thanks a lot, Congressman Amash. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Rink.
You have a great day. And someone called in and wants to know the source of Congressman Amash's illegal immigration law. Well, go to Congressman Amash's Facebook page. As I said, love him, hate him, agree with him, don't agree with him. The one great thing he does, and I really wish every congressman, woman, and senator would do this, is on their Facebook pages or somewhere state why they voted for or against a bill. So if you go to Congressman Amash's Facebook page and look on an entry that was June 29th at 5:30, then you will see why he said what he said and where he got it from. And just let those phones ring. Someone will eventually get to you. And so what did you think? What did you think about what Congressman Amash stated when it comes to why he did what he did? And let's say that he's right about the law and the Constitution. Then what are these other guys doing? And according to Congressman Amash, is many of them don't even read the bill. They're just told how to vote from their staff. A. B. Are some just don't want to face the backlash from whatever constituency would like the way they're voting, whether it is constitutional or not. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about the interview or what we're talking about, I would love to hear from you. I saw this, and I was very, very surprised. I guess nothing should surprise me anymore. I got to believe you guys are blown away sometimes. I've gotten hardened to some of this stuff. This morning, someone said to me, well, if nothing happens on this Donald Trump Jr. meeting, Russia collusion fiasco, then I think it's over. It's over. This whole Russian thing is over. And I said to the person, do not underestimate the media or the Democrats. This will never be over. And what the Democrats are asking for is when their next president, who is a Democrat, is in party, they want the Republicans to do the same thing. Because if they're going to do it, isn't it fair that the Republicans do it? You know, during 8 years of President Obama and all the illegal things he did, multiple times Supreme Court said he was unconstitutional in what he was doing. No one drew up impeachment papers. Here these guys are drawing up impeachment papers within the first 5 months. So, the next Democrat president, got to impeach him right away. Got to undermine him somehow right away. And again, go back to what President Trump said, and it's nothing like, I've talked about it before, others probably have. Trump is the last person Putin would want, if you just think about it common sense-wise, in office. He's increasing money to our military. Hillary would have not increased it. Who do you think the Russia would want, or any Russian president would want in office as a president? Take the names out of it. They would take the candidate who wants to not fund the military as much. It's just common sense. And then when it comes to energy, take Putin and Trump out of it. Take Hillary out of it. Who would the president of Russia want? Someone who's going to decrease the amount of drilling for oil and natural gas, which will then increase the price of natural gas and oil on the open world market, which is the only way Russia basically makes money. They would go for the person who would decrease, not increase, that drilling. Well, in both those cases, let's bring the names back into it. In both those cases, he should be behind Hillary Clinton. Unless he had some vendetta. Some vendetta that he would do what's worst for his country instead of what's best for his country. I saw some guy last night on a show just upset about how bad it is that Russia's trying to get involved in our election. We do it all the time to every country. He never mentioned anything about that. You listen to Live with Rank. We'll be right back after this.
95.3 WBCK.